Supporting service levels. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines level of service as follows. A measure, usually expressed as a percentage, of satisfying demand through inventory or by the current production schedule in time to satisfy the customer's requested delivery dates and quantities. In a make-to-stock environment, level of service is sometimes calculated as the percentage of orders picked complete from stock upon receipt of the customer order, the percentage of line items picked complete, or the percentage of total dollar demand picked complete. In make-to-order and design-to-order environments, level of service is the percentage of times the customer requested or acknowledged date was met by shipping complete product quantities. Customer service is often expressed using the customer service ratio, also called the fill rate, which is basically the percentage of time units were shipped on schedule. Note that there are many variants of this ratio, such as those listed in the definition. No one method is best for all purposes. Depending on the manufacturing environment, customer service might mean the percentage of stockouts or backorders. Stockout is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a lack of materials, components, or finished goods that are needed. Thus, whether or not inventories are held, customer service is important. One metric that can be used even with organizations that engineer or make to order is on-time schedule performance, defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A measure percentage of meeting the customer's originally negotiated delivery request date. Performance can be expressed as a percentage based on the number of orders, line items, or dollar value shipped on time. Safety stock levels can be calculated to result in a particular customer service level, such as a 95% chance that units will be in stock when needed. If this is the service level, then the stockout percentage would be its complement, or 1 to 0.95 equals 0.05 or 5%. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines stockout percentage in part as follows. A measure of the effectiveness with which a company responds to actual demand or requirements. The stockout percentage can be a comparison of total orders containing a stockout with total orders or of line items incurring stockouts with total line items ordered during a period. The idea is that safety stock protects against uncertainty in supply or demand and uncertainty caused by forecasting error. However, the amount of safety stock needed to increase customer service grows more quickly as you approach 100% customer satisfaction, as shown in Exhibit 5-4. An exception would be perfectly stable demand, which could achieve perfect satisfaction with no safety stock. Exhibit 5-4, safety stock requirements at high service levels. Customer service levels also carry associated costs. Strategic decisions around both customer service levels and inventory levels affect profitability. For example, if a company decides to hold assembled inventory in stock instead of making to order in an effort to reduce order turnaround time, the value of its inventory may grow. Providing 100% customer service is prohibitively expensive. Therefore, the customer service objective is better stated as achieving a targeted level of customer service than as maximizing customer service. It should be noted that improvements in customer service can be made in other ways than safety stock, including shortening lead times and increasing supply chain flexibility.